Good morning to all. Friends, it seems to me that human nature is first and foremost negative and pessimistic. I think you would agree that the world is full of cynics, skeptics, pessimists, and naysayers. You know, you really don't have to look very far to find someone who is more than happy to tell you what's wrong with you, to remind you when you've disappointed them, or point out areas where you don't measure up. The negativism of life can really weigh down a person. So, where can you turn when you need to hear something positive? Well, the answer, of course, that I'm going to give you is God's Word, the Bible. The Apostle Paul encouraged us in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to rejoice always. Rejoice always. He repeated the same encouragement in Philippians 4:4. Brethren, contained in the pages of the Bible, we are given many compelling reasons to rejoice and to be encouraged. This morning, let me give you a small sample of the encouragement and inspiration that you can find in the pages of Scripture. First, this one is in Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. This is actually repeated in Hebrews 13:5. Brethren, let us remember none of us are alone in any given situation. No matter how large or how small the situation is, no matter how bleak it looks, God is with us. God can comfort us. God is available to strengthen us and guide us. Now here's another scripture that is full of encouragement. 1 Corinthians 10:13, quote, "No temptation has taken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." Friends, we are not at the mercy of our impulses. No matter how hopeless it seems to try to resist a temptation that may have beaten you in the past, there is still hope. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Friends, are you weighed down by guilt from a decision you may regret? Are you feeling insecure about your place in the world? Friends, don't try to carry your burdens yourself. Brethren, be encouraged in God's Word and immerse yourself in God's Word. Rest in His promises. Amen.